You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Cardinal Pietro Parolin, Vatican Secretary of State, on Sunday said Pope Francis and the Vatican have tried very hard to find a solution to the crisis in Venezuela, which he said must be peaceful and democratic. Cardinal Parolin told the ANSA news agency that Vatican efforts sought to help all without distinction and were meant to recall each person to their own responsibilities. He also said the criteria for any solution must be only the good of the people. Meanwhile, at least 13 people have been killed in Venezuela in the last 24 hours, during which voters cast their ballots for a constituent assembly proposed by President Nicolas Maduro. James Beers reports.
A 39-year-old lawyer and candidate for the Constituent Assembly shot to death at home in the southeastern town of Ciudad, Bolivia. To the west in Talchira State, a 13-year-old and a 17-year-old plus a soldier shot dead in separate incidents. Seven police officers injured and their motorcycles scorched when a homemade bomb exploded in an eastern district of the capital, Caracas. According to polling specialist DAT Analysis, more than 70% of Venezuelans oppose the Constituent Assembly. International condemnation of the vote from the United States, European Union, Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico. Unabashed, President Nicolas Maduro, who's determined to consolidate and tighten the government's grip on power, has held this vote, which appears to be dividing rather than ruling, yet its powers to rewrite the Constitution and dissolve the opposition-dominated National Assembly appear absolute. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.